It is not only the Boko Haram issue, it's insecurity generally in the country, poverty, lack of employment, and so on. And we believe that the best approach is to have all concerned united. We have to unite ourselves first and then sit down and discuss the matter. It is a common problem. It's a problem that affects not only the North but the entire country, and it is important. We are starting with the North because we start from the known to the unknown. Charity, they say, begins at home. We believe that if we can get together and get ourselves united, we will be able to offer solutions to the problems confronting us. And that is why we want to have this meeting. Already we had a meeting with the Mr. President, and from all indications, it was well conducted, and Mr. President had given us some hope. And we hope and believe that we'll be able to succeed if the atmosphere continues like this.
Alhaji, what are your expectations as you meet these former heads of state as part of the effort to resolve the challenges the country faces in security?
These former heads of state had their experience. They headed the country at one time or another. They had their experience. They therefore know the problems of the country more than most people. And therefore, if they can bring their experience, it will help a great deal. We need their experience. We need their wisdom. We need their knowledge. And above all, we need them to come together, because we do not want to be working or talking at cross purposes. That is very important. And we expect a lot from them. And if they can, we can bring them together and they can unite, I'm sure that we'll be able to be strong enough to offer solutions to the problems facing the country, and the North in particular.
Some people have expressed concern that the period allotted to your group might not be enough for you to do the type of work you are doing now. What is your take on that?
Let us begin. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. Let us begin. That is the important thing. We have started, and from all indications, we have started well. Things started well, end well. So it is not the timing. Sometimes you are giving you give time to people to produce something, and if the time is not enough, they ask for more time. That is life. But the important thing is to start, and we have started, and by the grace of God, we'll come to the end. Now, let me make one thing quite clear. Everything that has a beginning has an end. Only God has no beginning, no end. And I have seen so many crises, not only in Nigeria, but in the world. And most of these crises came to an end as a result of dialogue. Dialogue. Contact removes conflict. So let us have contact. Let us have dialogue. And this is what we are doing now. And I believe, by the grace of God, we'll come to an end. What the tongue can undo, let not the sword be used. The world can never be governed by force, never by fear, even never by power. In the end, what governs is the mind. What conquers is the spirit. And the weapons of governing the mind and conquering the spirit are justice and fair play. If you can come together and do justice to one another, we'll find solutions to all of our problems. I had witnessed a lot of problems before and after independence in Nigeria, and by the grace of God, we overcame. This one too, we shall overcome.
There are some people who express skepticism because different commissions have been set up and they have not been able to resolve the challenges. What is different from this commission you are heading to resolve the challenges the country faces?
There are bound to be opposition. You cannot have everybody having the same mind. But the important thing is this. We have problems. The two problems facing Nigeria are tribalism, religious bigotry. In our own organization, we have both the Muslims and the Christians, and prominent ones too, together. And they are all speaking with one voice. And that is why we feel that this time around, we will succeed by the grace of God. Because the people concerned, or the people who are the leaders of the various tribes and group and religious groups, are together, and they are speaking with one voice. This is my hope.
What do you think are the prospects of the commission's work in resolving Nigeria's challenges?
We have to find a solution to the problems. Nigeria, you know, is a great country. if it is united and peaceful. Nigeria is possessed with a lot of natural and material resources. It is only when we are united, it is only when we can come together and work together, that we will be able to exploit all these resources for the good of Nigeria. And then, if we can do that, Nigeria will play her role, not only at home and Africa, but in the international community. I believe if we can come together and work together and understand one another, we will be able to move the country forward. And Nigeria will realize that potential greatness that is in her. We are great, but potentially. We need to work hard in order to realize the potential greatness of the country. And the first thing we have to do is to come together and unite. I am sometimes surprised when people talk about religious differences and so on. All the religions of God are basically the same. All the religions of God teach the same moral values. Peace with your God, peace with your mother, peace with your fellow man, not fellow Christian. At the end of your prayer in Islam, we say, Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you all. And our religions teach us to love one another. In fact, a Muslim saint once said, I see myself as a Christian and sometimes as a Jew. In my heart is Islam, but love is my religion, love is my faith. And the Christians say, it does not matter how much you may worship God, even if your worship can move mountains, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven unless you have love in your heart. So let us practice the teachings of our religion. Tribalism. If you go to the United Nations today, in front of the United Nations building, I think, is a big board on which is inscribed a verse from the Holy Quran. There is a similar verse in the Holy Bible. That verse is saying, O ye people, not O ye Muslims or O ye Christians or even O ye believers, O ye people, God is addressing mankind. We have created you of a man and a woman, he said, and divided you into tribes and races so that you may understand one another. No one is greater than the other in the eyes of God, except he who is more pious, more useful to his fellow men. That is the verse in front of the United Nations. And that is the United Nations.
What will be your message to Nigeria?
Message to Nigeria.
Yes.
Let us come together. Nigeria, in spite of the differences we had in religion and culture, is one country. It is not for nothing that God has put us together. Different tribes, different cultures, different religions. God has a purpose for us. He wants us to come together to understand one another in accordance with the teachings of our religions so that we may play the role that we are destined to play, the role of inspiring other Africans, the role of perhaps leading Africa, the role of inspiring the blacks in the diaspora. Let us come together. And I have a hope and I have a dream. In spite of the problems we have, by the grace of God, we'll overcome. And Nigeria will be a united, prosperous country whose economy will be strong, and Nigeria will take a proper place in the Committee of Nations. I have a dream that Nigeria will be united. I have a dream that Nigerians will be their brother's keeper in the future. We have started the journey. It may take long, but I hope it will not take that long.